Mary Wisniewski from the Chicago Tribune. She's a longtime transportation reporter there and does other things too. Mary, thanks for joining us here.
Thanks for having me.
So, Mary, I know the main question as we look forward to 2020 and we think about our commutes, the number one thing, and you did such a good job putting it right at the top of your article, it's like you've done this before, is the Jane Byrne interchange. Are we going to be done with that when we turn the calendar to 2021?
We will most certainly not.
Oh,
we will be...
Why?
In fact, this is going to be the worst year.
Really?
For the Jane Byrne interchange. There's going to be a lot of closures. It's going to be rough. There's going to be all ramps closed, and this is not going to get done until 2022. Oh. It's behind schedule and over budget.
I was just going to say, how far behind schedule? What was the original target date? It was right around now.
Yeah, we thought we'd be done by now, but it's $170 million over budget. They had more trouble than they expected, coordinating all this, dealing with utilities, dealing with some damage that occurred to one of the UIC buildings, so it's taking longer than expected. It's also quite a complicated project because it's a spaghetti bowl, which is what the old term for it was, and it's in a pretty tight space. So it's not like interchanges out in the country, out in the suburbs or something. It's within a tight urban space, and they have to deal with the CTA and water and all sorts of other stuff.
Yeah,
so,
and
so it's late.
It's not like they could do what they do elsewhere, too, where it's, okay, we're just going to shut down the Ryan for 6 months. I mean, it's just not feasible.
They
had to do lane to lane.
Right. They couldn't shut it down. They had to keep it open, and it's supposed to be better once we get done with it. But in the meantime, there's going to continue to be delays on there.
So, Mary, what are your tips for listeners who get very frustrated as they're driving, dealing with all of this construction? I mean, you must have some meditation tips, something.
Oh, yeah. I'm a big believer in books on tape and an interesting podcast and relaxing music. Actually, at this, I kind of think of it as downtime. You know, take a moment to learn something new, maybe sing along with the radio, and please watch out for construction workers because, you know, it's not their fault that they're standing out there.
How can it be downtime if I'm screaming at the guy next to me? That's my uptime is when I'm driving around.
It doesn't help. Unfortunately, that will not make anything go faster.
No, I've learned that.
Except your heart rate.
Exactly. Okay, also the big project on the Tri-State Tollway, looks like that's going to keep on going well through the year.
That's right. That's going to be several years in the making. The work this coming year is going to include a reconstruction of the BNSF Railroad Bridge, which carries the tracks, three tracks over the tri-state between Hinsdale and Western Springs. And so that's going to be a big project. And another big project is they're going to keep working on that 390 extension, building that towards the O'Hare International Airport.
So it'll eventually actually connect to either Elgin or O'Hare? Because that's what we knew the expressway as for a long time, even though it never went to either of those places.
Well, it's going to connect with a new Interstate 490 tollway that's going to make a ring around the airport. And that's how it's going to connect with O'Hare. But that project is still in the making. That shouldn't affect people's commutes too much because that's all new construction.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're also working on the I-294, I-57 interchange. So there's a lot of tollway work. There's a lot of IDOT work. And then there's public transit work coming up as well.
312-981-7200. I'm sure you don't have every single construction project down to heart. But if you've got a question about one, 312-981-7200, maybe Mary can answer it, or we can try and put Don Kleppen on the task here if we need to. But as we look at the one thing I want to ask you about the Tri-State, so they got rid of the O'Hare Oasis, right? But it's not completely down yet. I know there's some road work there, too. They do plan on taking down the pillars and the rest of that out of the way, right? It's kind of an eyesore.
Yeah, they're gonna build that that I-490, I-90 interchange at the site of that old Oasis.
Oh.
So that's the plan, and that'll all connect up with the newly expanded O'Hare Airport, which is a big 8-year project. We're not gonna people traveling are not gonna see too much evidence of that coming through because they're going to be working out on Terminal 5, and most of the work is going to be outside. There's also going to be a lot of work on the runways, unfortunately, the people mover is also it's a year behind schedule. The city is now hoping it'll be done in late spring. This is the rail that carries you around the airport.
Yeah, and you just read our texter's mind. That was one of our first questions we got was O'Hare train? ? And thanks for answering that. Will 53 ever get extended? That's what the 224 wants to know.
No, that project looks like it's dead. The planners have decided that's not a good project, and it was not recommended in the CMAP plans for getting federal money, so that doesn't look like it's going to happen.
Mary, this is a very generic question. You might not know the answer to this. Once I was watching a documentary about traffic. Don't ask me why, but it was really fascinating. And I don't know if this was a myth, but it said that a lot of congestion is caused by people constantly switching lanes.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. You should. Yeah, that's definitely true. It's one of those things where you think you're moving faster and you're actually not. So if you drive consistently and at the regulated speed, you actually make traffic proceed better. That's why they think the traffic will go better once we're all in autonomous vehicles and people aren't doing all sorts of individualistic things in hopes that they'll make their commute better. But until that time, yeah, you should try to slow and steady and predictable is what makes things go more efficiently.
Well, I'm glad we got it directly from the source, you, because I know so many people, and I'm sure listeners right now know someone in their life when they are a passenger in their car, they're constantly switching lanes because mm-hmm. they just want to inch ahead a little bit.
G's talking about when I drive her around, so...
It doesn't work, people. I'm so sorry. Right.
But that other lane's going faster, G. I just need to get into it really quick.
No, you heard Mary say, and it creates a huge traffic problem for everyone.
Makes sense. Hey, Mary, two things. First, we got a text from the 847 saying, I think that Mary is an excellent journalist and reporter. Can we ask you how you got into transportation reporting? Has that been a passion, or did you kind of get into it because that's where the job opening was, and you became an expert afterwards?
I had been covering business before that, and the job opened up, but I was immediately interested because I just love all things transit. I love, when I was a little kid, I had a model railroad instead of a Barbie dream house. So I've always been interested in it.
That's great. Good for you. Question from Michael texting in. When will the new 294, 290 Rockford exit be done? Do you know what he's referring to there?
Yeah, I do, and I'm afraid I don't have the answer on that one. That's a good question, and I can find out for another call.
All right, there we go. We're giving you some new source material for the next year. I was going to ask. I forgot my question, G. Suki.
Oh, my goodness, I distracted you.
Okay. You waved your highlighter around and distracted me a little bit.
I know I did. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
That's all it takes, Mary, to distract John Hansen.
Just
a FYI.
Highlighter flying through the air. Do you? You mentioned the tips for meditating, things along those lines. We had a texter from Northwest Indiana saying, hey, everyone, just move to Northwest Indiana, although you shouldn't get that secret out there because that's going to cause more congestion. Anything? Do you ever go beyond the Skyway and look at what's happened in Northwest Indiana, or do you say more on the Illinois side of things?
Oh, yeah. No, definitely do, because that's part of our kind of commuter footprint here. And one of the exciting things that's happening in Northwest Indiana, of course, is that they're working on extending the South Shore Railroad. And they're looking to extend that into Munster. They're looking to add an extra track going through Gary and, going up to Michigan City, which will enable those trains to be less likely to be delayed. And so I think that that's going to, when that finally happens, the Indiana is working on getting funding for that. I think that's going to be a big improvement for folks who are living in Northwest Indiana and commuting into Chicago.
Mary, as our intrepid journalist about traffic and transportation, is there a definitive and better GPS system? Ooh. Are you a Waze user, or are you a Google Maps?
Great question.
Or
Apple?
Apple?
I'm a Google Maps user, though I have to admit that I feel like I'm losing my directional edge from using these tools. I feel like I used to just be able to think about the city grid in my head, or think about the suburban highway grid in my head and get around. And now I'm becoming more used to having this little voice tell me which way to turn. And I almost feel like it's making me more stupid as far as getting around. Sometimes I'd like to just give it all up and have a map in the next seat.
Well, I think about my nephew who's never seen a map and has never used a map, physical fold-out paper map.
I miss the Atlas that was in the back seat that you had to... My dad would take my seatbelt off in the front seat and throw me in the back to go get it. That's some real safe stuff. Hey, we only got about a minute, but I want to get to Gary. Gary, you're on WGN. What's your question for Mary?
Yeah, quick question. 294 northbound at North Avenue. Are they making an exit ramp there? I heard that they were going to do that.
Okay, great question. Are they going to make an exit ramp at 294 North at North?
Well, they're doing construction on there. That's going to be part of the North Avenue interchange project. So it looks like they're going to make some improvements there. I'm not sure if that's the kind of improvements you're looking for, but that's one of the plans up on the tollway for 2020.
Gary, is that what you want? If you had your 2 cents, what do you want them to do on the tri-state?
Well, no. Just the rumor was that they were going to make an exit ramp at North Devon to make it more accessible to that area, you know, because there's a lot of trucks and stuff in that area.
Well, Gary, we appreciate the phone call, and Mary will get on the case there with that one, too.
Yeah, that's right.
Mary, this has been a real popular segment. We're going to have you on again soon sometime because people have so many questions about what's going on the roadways. And for more information, where can people find out all the things that you do?
Well, you can go on the Chicago Tribune website. You can always also go on my Twitter, which is at MaryWizChicago, and I post all my stories up there.
MaryWizChicago. So we can send you direct messages, and throughout the new year, you're going to be answering them all, even after midnight?
Oh, yeah. Don't do that
to
Mary.
That's okay. No, that's how I find out about stuff. Okay, people write. It's everyone cares, right?
Yes. Yeah. Amen
to that. Thanks, Mary. You're awesome.
Thanks, Mary. Have a good one.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.